Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
We are just trying to connect with Pastor Tumbalamoto to get into our question for today. On Ask a Pastor, we are asking the question, can someone believe in God and acknowledge the theory of evolution at the same time? Can those two things coexist? All right. I don't see how it can, but let's hear what God's servant has to say about that. My pastor, good morning. Good afternoon. I beg your pardon. And welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for making time to speak with us, Pastor. We are answering the question, can someone believe in God and acknowledge the theory of evolution at the same time? Is that possible?
No, it's not possible. Mm-hmm. The reason is that these are different theories. Uh-huh. So in creation, you believe that God is the originator of life.
Right.
And then evolution is where life is comes by natural forces.
Right.
So the two can believe in creation at the same time with evolution.
Now, I've also heard an argument that for those who do claim to believe in God as well as in the theory of evolution, I've heard some argue that they believe that God used evolution to create the world. So they say both things can be true at the same time. So yes, there is a God. Yes, he is responsible for creation. But within that creation, he allowed the world, or he used the process of evolution to bring the world to what it is right now. What do you say about that?
So I would say that would be in conflict with the word of God, because the word of God doesn't say that mm-hmm. God used evolution as a means of creation, of creating the world.
Right.
Yeah. So when you read the Bible, you will find that just God spoke and things came up.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor. Any final thoughts that you'd like to share with regards to that question?
Well, I would say that creation is accepted as written in the Bible through faith. Mm-hmm. So maybe not all things can fully understand, but what is written is to be believed through faith, that God spoke and then life came into existence.
Amen.
So that is what I can say.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor. We really appreciate you making time this afternoon to speak with us and to answer this question that we received from one of our listeners. Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Well, there you have it, family. There's nothing more I can add to that, right? That was pretty clear. The word of God is clear, right? And the world, I've found, especially lately, recently, I've found that the new, in fact, I shouldn't call it new. I feel like this is a trick as old as time. But the way that the devil finds his way into our lives and the way that he manages to trick us and to deceive us is by mixing truth and lies, right? And so instead of just coming outright, he sees that the outright theory of evolution will be rejected by those of us who believe in the Bible. And so he finds another tactic, which is why can't we mix the two? Why can't we have both evolution and the creation story come together and let that be our new reality? But God does not compromise on the truth. It is what it is. How he created the world is how he created the world. There's no evolution that took place. As long as you're a Christian and you believe in the Bible account of how God created the world, it doesn't tell us anything about evolution or any like any beings before the human, the Homo sapien, as they like to call us, before getting to the way that we are. There's nothing like that. We are told that man was created in the image of God. God breathed into him the breath of life. And from there, he created the woman. He created human beings whole. He created this world in its most beautiful, most perfect form. There's nothing that God created that needed to be improved upon. If anything, because of sin, the world has actually gone downhill. The beauty of God's creation has actually been messed up because of our sins, right? So let's not allow ourselves to be deceived by the enemy into thinking that there is another way that this world came into existence. All right, we're going to take a short music break. And after this break, we'll be getting into our word from Sister Rachel Masadza.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.